我们早上提到我们要做一个智慧的儿女。
This morning we talked about that we need to be wise children.
所以呢，我们也要有智慧的行为。
And so we also must also have wise ways.
主耶稣没有要我们离开这个世界。
Jesus Christ wants us to leave this world.
没有要。
Does not want us to leave this world.
所以我们是生活在这个大环境里头。
And so we're living in this environment.
所以我们要认识我们的环境。
And we must know our surroundings.
那认识的目的就是要让我们能够有智慧的行为。
And the point of knowing this is so that we can walk with wisdom.
那知道怎么来做一个基督徒。
And know how to be a Christian.
我们请看哥罗西书第四章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 4.
哥罗西书第四章第五节。
Colossians chapter 4, verse 5.
第五节要爱惜光阴，应用智慧与外人交往。
Verse 5. Walk in wisdom toward those who are outside, redeeming the time.
我们生活在这个很实在的大环境里头。
And so we live in this, in our environment.
我们每一天跟大家一样来面对着我们的环境里头所发生的事情。
And like everyone else around us, we encounter all the things happening every day.
我们每一天也要跟我们周遭的人来相处。
And every day we interact with everyone around us.
那我们怎么来跟人相处？怎么来面对这个环境？
So how do we interact with other people and interact with our surroundings?
一个很重要的就是要用智慧。
And it's important to do so with wisdom.
那什么叫做智慧的行为？
So what does it mean to walk in wisdom?
我们请参考马太福音第十章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 10.
马太福音第十章十六节。
Matthew chapter 10 verse 16.
十六节，我差你们去，如同羊进入狼群，所以你们要灵巧像蛇，驯良像鸽子。
Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves.
主耶稣是我们的好牧人。
Jesus Christ is a good example for us.
A good shepherd.
Is a good shepherd.
那我们就好像是这个神的羊一样。
And so we are like God's sheep.
我们要有羊的这种各种的好的特性。
And we need to have the good characteristics that lambs have.
但是我们又很实际的在这个大环境里头。
But to be realistic, we're in our surroundings.
这个大环境有时候就好像主耶稣所说的，好像进入狼群里头。
And as Jesus said,sometimes this means we are in the midst of wolves.
那所以我们要有智慧。
And so we need to have wisdom.
那智慧的表现呢，就是这里主耶稣所说的，灵巧像蛇，但是驯良像鸽子。
So what does it mean to be wise? It's as Jesus said here, to be as wise as serpents and harmless as doves.
因为我们是一个基督徒，我们是一个敬拜神的人。
And so we are Christians, and we.Worship our Lord.
所以我们一定要记得，在这个大环境里头，我们的身份是什么。
And so, on this earth, we need to remember our status and or who we are.
我们是基督徒，我们是神的儿女。
That we are Christians, we are the children of God.
我们一定要把握住这一点这是我们的位置。
So that's something we have to always take hold of and remember. This is.Who we are.
这是我是神的儿女，我是基督徒。
That we are the children of God and that we are Christians.
然后我们来面对着我们所遭遇的事情。
And from there, face everything that we might encounter.
这个有时候这个环境的有很多的变化。
And so sometimes there will be many changes in your environment.
有时候我们可以躲避的，我们就躲避。
And there are things if you can avoid, then you'll avoid.
那有时候我们必须要去面对。
But there are some things that you must face head on.
我们一定要，很多时候我们一定要做一个决定。
And you'll need to make a decision.
那照着这个正确的决定，才会有正确的行动。
And to have the correct decision will allow you to do the correct things.
那对的行动常常让我们能够突破我们的困难。
And but only by doing the right things will you, and by doing the right things, you'll be able to overcome difficulties.
那这样子就带给我们进步。
And that will allow you to improve.
那让我们能够更好。
And do better.
那我们来看一些实际的例子。什么叫做灵巧？
And so we'll look at some examples. What does it mean to be wise?
好，我们请看撒母耳记上二十一章。
We'll look at First Samuel.
撒母耳记上二十一章。
First Samuel chapter 21.
二十一章第十节。
First Samuel chapter 21 verse 10.
第十节，那日大卫起来躲避扫罗，逃到加特王亚吉那里。
So then David arose and fled that day from before Saul, and went to Achish the king of Gath.
这个扫罗一直要找大卫，一直要抓大卫。
So Saul was looking for David and wanted to capture him.
大卫他不能够真的跟扫罗来起冲突。
And David wasn't able to face Saul head on.
因为扫罗是神所高立的王。
Because Saul was the king anointed by God.
那所以呢，大卫不能够跟他争，不能够跟他征战。
And so David wouldn't directly have war with him.
所以大卫只能够跑。
And David could only flee.
所以有一次他就在这里，他决定跑到这个非利士王那里去。
So at this time, David decided to run over to the king in Philistine.
那这个这样的决定不晓得好不好。
So we don't know if this decision was the right one or not.
常常我们要看到结果才知道说当时的决定是好还是不好。
Yeah, usually we need to wait until we see the outcome to know whether your decisions were right or not.
所以有时候就太慢了。
And so often you realize only when it's too late.
有时候想要安全，结果更不安全。
You're hoping to be safer, but then you find yourself becoming less safe.
那我们来看大卫他这一个动，这个决定是好还是不好。
And so why don't we see whether David's decision was the right one or not?
十一节，亚吉的臣仆对亚吉说，这不是以色列国王大卫吗？那里的妇女跳舞唱和，不是指着他说，扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万吗？
Verse 11, and the servants of Achish said to him, Is this not David the king of the land? Did they not sing of him to one another in dances, saying, Saul has slain his thousands, and David his ten thousands?
大卫到那里啊，他一定不会说，哦，我是大卫，我来了。
So when David got there, he definitely wouldn't announce his presence.
但是他却被发现这个人是大卫。
But he was discovered.
那甚至人家说这个是要当王的。
And it was to the point that they noticed that this is the guy that should be king.
他的身份被发现了。
And so his identity and status was revealed.
他本来只是到那边躲这个扫罗。
David had gone there to hide from Saul.
他根本没有要让人家知道他是谁。
He didn't want them to know who he was there.
但是人家认出来他是谁。
But the others noticed who he was.
十二节，大卫将这个话放在心里，甚惧怕加特王亚吉。
And so verse 12, now David took these words to heart and was very much afraid of Achish, the king of Gath.
有时候我们很希望大家都知道我是谁。
And so sometimes we really wish everyone knows who we are.
也有一些时候我们不愿意人家知道我们是谁。
While at other times, we would rather others not know who we are.
那在这里，大卫他不希望人家知道他是谁。
So at this point, David didn't want to be known.
但是人家认出来他是大卫。
But he was noticed, and they noticed who he was. He was David.
那这个非利士人是以色列人的对敌。
And so the Philistines are the enemies of the Israelites.
那这个大卫也曾经杀死了非利士人的英雄哥利亚。
And David had already killed Goliath, who was their the Philistines' hero.
那现在大卫自己跑来非利士人的地方。
But now David himself has fled to the Philistine area.
很有可能非利士人借这个机会就把大卫杀了。
So it's possible that some Philistines would take this opportunity to take on David and kill him.
那大卫这个时候他有这个生他的生命受到威胁。
And so David, at this point, you could say his life could be in danger.
他马上要做一个决定，我该怎么办
？So he needs to make a choice now of what he should do.
是啊，我就是大卫。
He could say, "Yes, I am David."
我曾经杀死了你们的哥利亚。
And I've killed Goliath.
我是一个英雄。
I'm a hero.
他可以这样来表达。
So that's one way that David could respond to this.
但是大卫没有这么做。
But actually, he didn't do that.
这时候最重要的是什么？
So what's the most important thing at this point?
大卫要想办法能够保护自己，保住自己的生命。
David needed to find a way to protect himself and maintain his life.
所以他不能够再做我是英雄。
So he couldn't take on present himself as the hero.
那他怎么做呢？
So what did David do?
十三节，他在众人面前改变了行场的举动，在他们手下假装疯癫，在城门的门扇上胡写乱画，使唾沫留在斧子上。
Verse 13. So he changed his behavior before them, pretended madness in their hands, scratched on the doors of the gate, and let his saliva fall down on his beard.
他这时候一定不能够跟非利士人来征战起冲突。
So David knew that he wouldn't be able to directly face on these Philistines.
是的，他是一个英雄。
Sure, he was a hero.
但是他现在是少数。
But at this point, he was by himself, or he would not measure up in numbers.
他自己一个人，可能还有几个人跟着他而已。
It was just himself and perhaps a few companions.
那这个非利士人是比他多出好几倍的人。
And meanwhile, he's surrounded by Philistines, probably many, many more.That outnumber him.
真的，如果征战的话，他们一定会被杀。
So if they truly fight directly, David would have died.
那如何保住自己的生命
？So how did he protect himself?
如何安全的离开这个地方
？How did he find a way to, be able to leave safely?
那这时候，这个大卫他就很灵巧。
So you could say that David was, very wise at that time.
他让敌人放了他，不跟他征战。
He was very clever. He found a way to, make the enemy let him go.
因为他这里他把自己装成装成这个已经是一个疯子。
So he pretended that he was an insane and mad person.
因为这个非利士人也知道扫罗正在追大卫。
And at this point, the Philistines also knew that Saul is looking for a David.
大卫生命受到威胁。
And that David's in danger.
所以他压力很大。
So, there's lots of pressure from all sides.
也因为这样子让他这个理智都没有了。
So you say, because of this, it's possible that he would lose his mind.
所以十四节，这个亚基对陈普说，你们看，这个人是个疯子，为什么带他到我这里来呢
？So verse 14, then Achish said to his servants, "Look, you see the man is insane. Why have you brought him to me?"
是的，这是本来是我们的敌人。
Sure, this was our enemy in the past.
但是他现在成为这样的一个人，为干嘛还跟他这样的人计较
？But now he's become an insane man. Why are we worrying about him?
所以就不理他的。
So we don't have to care about it.
那大卫就这样子安全的离开非利士地。
And because of this, David was able to safely leave this Philistine kingdom.
他的智慧就在这个时候不能够起冲突。
So you say the wisdom here is that David knew at that point that was not the right time to face his enemies.
那要怎样能够安全的离开？
And he found a way to, he cleverly found a way to leave safely.
所以他不坚持他自己的身份。
He didn't
坚持他的 identity。
Yeah, he didn't feel like he needed to maintain his identity.
我是以色列人的勇士。
To say that I am a great Israelite.
他现在说我是一个out of my mind 的一个疯子。
Instead, he showed himself as a mad insane man.
是的，有时候我们要坚持。
And sure, sometimes you need to be strong.And maintain your identity.
这个丹尼里的三个朋友。
For example, Daniel's three friends.
他们也是面对着生命的威胁。
They also faced a situation where their lives were in danger.
但是在那个时候，他们必须要坚持，我是敬拜神的人。
But in that situation, they needed to hold on, hold fast that they were people who worshipped God.
所以环境是在改，我们的环境遭遇是在改变。
So you can see that the situations change.
所以如何来面对，它应该也是不一样的。
And so the way you may respond to the situation may also be different.
我们再看另外一个例子，列王记上十二章。
So let's look at a second example. We'll look at 1 Kings chapter 12.
列王记上十二章。
First Kings chapter 12,
十二章十六节。
Chapter 12, verse
16. 十六节，以色列众民见王不依从他们，就对王说：“我们与大卫家有什么份儿？以耶西的儿子没有关涉以色列人啊，各回各家去吧。大卫家啊，自己顾自己吧。”于是以色列人都回自己家里去了。
16. Now, when all Israel saw that the king did not listen to them, the people answered the king, saying, "What share have we in David? We have no inheritance in the son of Jesse. To your tents, O Israel! Now see to your own house, O David." So Israel departed to their tents.
我们知道所罗门王的儿子接续他来当王。
So we know Solomon's.Son became the next king after Solomon.
那他的名字就是十八节所讲的，他是罗波安王。
And his name is the one noted in verse 18, King Rehoboam.
那十六节描写说，十个支派的人，他们就离开了这个王。
And verse 16, it describes how 10 of the tribes decided to leave this king.
我们常常说这个罗波安王啊。他不聪明。
Often, we discuss King Rehoboam as someone who is not that clever.
在他手中丧失了十个支派。
When he was king, 10 tribes left this kingdom.
首先呢，他这个人对他的环境没有真正的认识。
So first, if you look at his life, you would say that he didn't really understand his surroundings.
也可以说，其实他是。有认识，但是没有真正的认识。
You could say that he knew of his situation, but didn't really truly understand it.
因为当时有人来跟他提出要求。
At that time, someone made a request to him.
我们请看一下这个十二章第三节。
Let's look at verse 3 of chapter 12.
以色列人打发人去请他来，他和以色列会众都去见罗波安，对他说。
And they sent him and called him. Then Jeroboam and the whole assembly of Israel came and spoke to Rehoboam.
第四节，你父亲使我们负重轭做苦工，现在求你使我们做的苦工负的重轭轻松些，我们就侍奉你。
Verse 4, your father made our yoke heavy. Now therefore lighten the burdensome service of your father and his heavy yoke which he put on us, and we will serve you.
第五节，罗伯安对他们说，你们暂且去，我第三日再来见我，民就去了。
So verse 5, King Rehoboam said to them, Depart for 3 days, then come back to me. And the people departed.
哦、这个百姓来要求说你要改变、啊、你的 policy, 你的政策。
So the people came to Rehoboam, asking him to change his policies.、
哦、这个国家的政策这是大事情。
And these rules in the kingdom are actually big things.、
哦、所以他说给我3天的时间。
It's not something to take lightly, and so Rehoboam asked for 3 days to、哦、think about it.
这样做是对的。
And you could say that's probably the right thing to do.、
哦、不要随意的、很轻易的来做下一个重大的决定。
To not lightly make such a big decision.、
哦、我们一定要给自己有一个充分的时间来做思考。
To have some time for him to think carefully about it.
那关键就在要不要答应这些百姓的要求。
And so the question is whether he should listen to this request.
啊，那这个是对国家的政策啊，对国王的权柄的一个挑战。
And you could say this is a challenge to the king's authority.
啊，那也是对国家政策的已经定下来的政策的一个挑战。
And it's also a challenge to the rules in the kingdom or the laws of the kingdom.
哦，所以这个真的很难决定。
So it's not something that's easy to decide.
哦，我们通常会讲他应该听老年人的建议，要答应百姓。
So usually we say that he should probably listen to the elders, suggestion to listen to the people.
哦，但是我们也知道人的要求啊，他不是这样就好了，他会继续的要求。
Well, we also know that when people request something, if you give in, they'll keep requesting, keep asking.
这是人性。
This is human nature.
哦，所以百姓还会继续的要求。
And so the people would keep requesting different things.
哦，不会这样就完了。
就
结束了。
The matter wouldn't just end here.
哦，那所以呢，另外一个方法就是要强硬。
And so the other method is to, be stronger in the face of this.
哦，我不答应。
And to decide that I won't listen to these requests.
哦，我要保持住我的权威。
I won't grant their requests, and instead I'll hold on to my authority.
哦，所以其实少年人、老年人的建议啊，都对也都不对。
And so you could say that both the elder suggestions and the younger advisor suggestions are both have things that are correct and incorrect about them.
哦，所以事实上这个王啊，往左边、往右边都不对。都行不通。
And so, as the king, if he went with one or the other, actually neither would be absolutely correct.
哦，那他有那个啊、有那个啊、季节的条件吗？
Does he have the reason to reject them?
啊、第一个，他不像大卫王。
First, he's not King David.
哦、大卫王打了很多的战争。
King David fought many battles.、
哦、所以呢、啊，他让国家很强盛。
And he, and so King David let his kingdom become very strong.
他也不是所罗门王。
This Rehoboam is also not King Solomon.、
哦、所罗门王很有智慧。
King Solomon, had lots of wisdom.、
哦、他把国家经营得非常的富足。
And he.King Solomon made his kingdom very prosperous.
哦，所以大卫、所罗门对国家都有很大的贡献。
And so David and Solomon both did great things for their kingdom.
哦，所以如果是大卫，如果是所罗门，啊，他们都有那一个条件来坚持自己的意见。
And so if you're King David or King Solomon, you have the reputation to allow yourself to make your own decision and others would listen to it.
哦，但是这个罗伯安王他没有这样的条件。
But Rehoboam doesn't have such qualifications.
那他有什么条件呢？
What has Rehoboam done?
哦，因为他才接续所罗门王当王，所以呢，啊，他还有很多的军队。
Because he's continuing, he is succeeding the kingdom after.
所罗门,
huh? Well, anyways, he came after Solomon, so he has lots of the armies that Solomon had.
所以他还很富足，他的 这个兵力也都还很强。
And so you say the kingdom is still very strong and has many soldiers in their army.
哦，他就凭着这样子，所以他要啊，要回答百姓用啊坚硬的口气来回答百姓。
And so because of this, he might be able to stand strong in front of the people and make and not necessarily listen to them.
那我已经讲过了，其实他两左边右边都不行，也都不对。
I already said that actually if he went one way or the other, neither is absolutely correct.
那应该怎么办？
So what should he have done?
不要忘记了，他是以色列人，他是神的百姓。
So let's not forget that Rehoboam is an Israelite, a man, one of God's people.
哦，纵然他是王，但是他也是神的百姓。
So yes, he's the king, but he's also one of God's people.
哦，他应该是一个敬畏神的人。
He should be someone that fears God.
哦，在这种没有办法决定的时候，一定要问神嘛。
And so when you're in a situation where you don't know how to decide, you should turn to God.
哦，我们请参考一下一样这个列王记上的二十二章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 22.
列王记上二十二章
，First King chapter 22，
二十二章第七节
，22:7，
第七节，耶撒华说：“这里不是还有主的先知，我们可以求问他。
”And Jehoshaphat said, "Is there not still a prophet of the Lord here that we may inquire of him?"
很简单的一句话，但是非常的重要。
So it's a really simple statement, but it's very important.
耶撒华也是一个王。
Jehoshaphat was also a king of.
啊，他说，这里不是有神的先知吗？我们应该求问他。
And he said, "Is there not still a prophet of the Lord here? We should inquire of him."
啊，但是这个罗伯安王他就不会这样子做这一件事情。
But King Rehoboam didn't know to do such a thing.
他应该，当时也有先知啊，他应该去问先知。
There were prophets at that time. He should have turned to.One of the prophets of God.
哦，其实这个国家为什么会分裂
？So, why did the kingdom of Israel separate and split?
哦，其实啊，这个是原因是在所罗门王的时代。
The true reason is due to the King Solomon's era.
哦，因为我们知道所罗门王在晚年的时候啊，他不但为这些外邦女子盖这个啊庙。庙宇哈，外邦神的庙，而且也去敬拜。
We know that King Solomon in his later years not only took in foreign wives but also built temples to their idols and other gods.
那他也去拜偶像。
And King Solomon himself worshipped those other idols.
哦，所以神说要把他的国家哈，只留下一部分给他的子孙。
And so God said that he would only leave a small portion of his kingdom for his descendants.
哦，所以这个是神决定的。
This was something God had decided already.
哦，如果这个罗伯安王他有去求问。
So if King Rehoboam had sought after God to ask for advice.
哦，那神就说我的决定就是这样子。
God would have let him know that this was his decision.
哦，那么这个罗伯安王他就照着神的决定。
And Rehoboam would have followed God's decision.
那么在历史上，他就不会成为一个啊被人家说成是一个没有智慧的王。
But in history, King Rehoboam wouldn't be the one that we all point at and say he really doesn't have any wisdom.
啊，有时候真的就是差这么一步。
And sometimes, really, it's just this one step.
就是少了尊重神，求问神。
And here he just lacked this one step of seeking God for an answer.
我们请看列王记上的十二章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 12.
十二章二十一节。
Chapter 12, verse 21.
二十一节，罗伯安来到耶路撒冷，召集犹大全家，便和和便雅悯支派的人共十八万，都是挑选的战士，要与以色列家征战，好将国夺回，再归回所罗门的儿子罗伯安。
And when Rehoboam came to Jerusalem, he assembled all the house of Judah with the tribe of Benjamin, 180,000 chosen men who were warriors, to fight against the house of Israel, that he might restore the kingdom to Rehoboam, the son of Solomon. Rehoboam was just thinking that I have an army. So I'm still able to go to war to try to get the kingdom back.
我们再跳过来看二十四节。
So let's jump to verse 24.
主如此说：你不可以上去与你的弟兄以色列征战，各归各家去吧，因为这个事是出于我。众人就听从主的话，遵着主的命令回去了。
Verse 24. Thus says the Lord: You shall not go up nor fight against your brethren, the children of Israel. Let every man return to his house, for this thing is for me, is from me.
这个事情是出于神的。
Yeah, so this situation is from God.
所以你如果当时有去求问先知，你就不会做出这，他就不会做出那些被人认为是愚昧的事情。
So if Rehoboam had known to ask the counsel of a prophet, then he wouldn't have done these things that were basically useless.
所以求问神，这个非常重要。
So it's very important to ask God.
我们常常要回到圣经，回到神的教训。神是怎么教？神的教训是什么？
We need to remember to turn back to the Bible and turn back to God and try to see what His teachings tell us.
这个答案在神那里。
Because the answer is with God.
答案就在这一本圣经里头。
The answer is within our Bibles.
那这样就是才能够灵巧的来面对事情。
And by doing this, you will be able to be clever and wise to when you face decisions.
好，我们再看一个例子，出埃及记三十二章。
We'll look at one more example in Exodus chapter 32.
出埃及记三十二章第七节。
Exodus chapter 32, verse 7.
第七节，主吩咐摩西说：“下去吧，因为你的百姓，就是你从埃及领出来的，已经败坏了。”
And the Lord said to Moses, "Go, get down, for your people, whom you brought out of the land of Egypt, have corrupted themselves."
这个摩西在山上领受了神亲自写的两块滑板。
And so, Moses on the mountain had received two pillars that God had written on.
那是准备带下山来向百姓宣布的。
And he was prepared to take these tablets down to show to the people.
那但是呢，神说你快下去吧。
But God here told Moses to go down quickly.
那我们知道，那摩西，好，我们。跳到十五节。
We'll jump to verse 15.
十五节，摩西转身下山，手里拿着两块滑板，这板是两面写的，这面那面都有字。
And Moses turned and went down from the mountain, and the two tablets of the testimony were in his hand. The tablets were written on both sides, on the one side and on the other.
摩西有很重要的信息来告诉百姓。
Moses had pretty important news to tell the people.
但是百姓已经为自己造了金牛犊，在那边欢乐敬拜。
But the people had already made a golden calf for themselves and were dancing and having festivities with it.
他们已经得罪神，大大的得罪神。
It already greatly sinned against God.
所以现在什么事情最重要？
So what's the most important thing now?
我手上拿着这个是神亲手写的十诫。
I have these two tablets in my hands that were inscribed directly with things inscribed directly by God.
这是神要给百姓最重要的信息。
These are the most important rules that God wanted to give to the people.
我上山我下山就是为了要就主要目的就是要颁布这个十诫。
I went up the mountain and came back down, And the whole point of all of this was to bring these two tablets.
哦，但是现在整个事情已经不一样了。
But now the whole situation has changed.
哦，那摩西他怎么做？
So what did Moses do?
啊，十九节。
Verse 19.
摩西挨近营前，就看见牛犊，又看见人跳舞，变花捏路，把两块板扔在山下，摔碎了。
So it was as soon as he came near the camp that he saw the calf in the dancing. So Moses' anger became hot, and he cast the tablets out of his hands and broke them at the foot of the mountain.
哦，这神亲手写的，摩西把它摔碎了。
Yeah, these were tablets on which God Himself had inscribed things, and now Moses just shattered them.
啊，那我们看到神也没有责备摩西。
But we can also see that God didn't rebuke Moses because of this.
哦，摩西下山不是说大家安静啊，听我来颁布十诫。
So Moses didn't go down the mountain and asked everyone to be quiet so that he can tell them about these Ten Commandments.
哦，他首先表达了他的愤怒，啊，他的这种对百姓的失望。
But actually, Moses, demonstrated his anger and disappointment in the people.
哦，表达了你们实在是做错了很大的事情。
Because he felt the people had really done something wrong.
哦，现在不是颁布神的啊十诫的时候。
So now is not the time for me to tell you about these Ten Commandments from God.
哦，现在是怎么帮助你们拿掉这个罪
？Rather, now I need to worry more about how to remove this great sin from you guys.
哦，现在重要的是怎么让你们能够得到神的赦免。
What's more important now is to find a way for you to receive forgiveness from God.
是的，颁布神的诫命很重要。
Yes, it's true that it's very important to proclaim God's rules to you.
哦，但是因为整个事情改变了，那所以呢，现在最重要的不是这一件，不是这个事情，不是颁布十诫。
Because the situation has changed now, what's most important is not telling you about God's rules.
哦，现在要解决的是百姓的罪。
What we need to worry about is actually of this great sin among all the people.
哦，那么罪没有解决，再多的教导都是没有用的。
Because if the sin is still there, all teaching you about these new rules isn't going to help you.
哦，神已经说我要把这些百姓灭掉。
God had already said, I'm going to destroy all these people.
摩西爱这些百姓。
But Moses really loved them.
哦，所以现在最重要的是如何让百姓得到神的赦免。
So what's more important now is to find a way for the people to be forgiven by God.
哦，所以第一个，摩西把百姓当中的罪先把它除掉。
So what Moses did first is to try to absolve the sin of the people.
哦，所以在二十八节有说到说，当时有三千人被击杀。
And you could see if you go down to verse 28 that at that time there were 3,000 men that died.
然后摩西再去向神祷告祈求。
And then Moses turned to God and prayed to him.
哦，那是在三十节到三十二节。
And that's verse 30 to 32.
哦，因为整个事情已经不一样了。
Yeah, so you could say that the entire situation had changed.
哦，所以也要跟着做一些的改变。
And so Moses had to change his plans and what he wanted to do.
哦，那个很重要的事情可能要先放在一旁。
The important things that he had in mind had to be set aside.
哦，那这个就是走在智慧当中。
And so this was him walking in wisdom.
哦，那不但要有智慧，而且要善良。
Besides having wisdom, you must also be harmless or docile.
我们请看马太福音的十二章。
We'll turn to Matthew chapter 12.
马太福音十二章十九节。
Matthew chapter 12, verse 19.
十九节，他不增敬，不宣嚷，街上也没有人听见他的声音， 压伤的芦苇他不折断，将残的灯火他不吹灭，等他施行公理，叫公理得胜。
Verse 19, he will not quarrel nor cry out, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. 20, a bruised reed he will not break, and smoking flax he will not quench, till he sends forth justice to victory.
一个基督徒要是要有智慧，
a Christian needs to have wisdom.
那也要有这个goodness, 要有gentleness, goodness, 要有这个温柔善良，还要有爱。
But a Christian must also have gentleness, goodness, and love.
这样才不会伤害别人。
And only in this way will a Christian not hurt others.
有时候只有智慧，那没有爱的话，可能会去伤害到别人。
Because sometimes if you only have wisdom, but you don't have love, you may hurt others.
所以主耶稣说，不但要像蛇，也要像鸽子。
So Jesus said, we need to be like a serpent, but also like a dove.
这个有一个很温和很柔和的心。
We need to have a warm and gentle heart.
这样才不会被激动。
And by doing this, you won't be moved to be rash.
因为也常常在很这个平静当中，才会有真正的智慧。
Because often you need to be in only in your calmness will you have true wisdom.
我们看主耶稣所遇到的例子。
And you can look at all the things that Jesus went through.
有时候人家故意设下一个圈套，要着主耶稣混弄。
Sometimes others will do things to purposely try to provoke Jesus.
但是主耶稣非常的温和。
But Jesus was always very calm.
他没有发怒。
He never showed his anger.
那他就知道怎么来回答对方。
And he knew how to respond to others.
那他的回答都让人觉得说，哇，这个答案是最好的答案。
And Jesus's answers always made the others think that, wow, that was truly the right answer, the best answer.
那安静才是真正的力量。
And so in peace,In quietness, do you have your true strength?
那个安静才会有真正的勇敢。
And you have your true courage.
这个安静所带出来的力量，才能够让我们在信仰的道路上面走得好。
And from quietness, you'll be able to have the true strength to let you walk on the right path of your faith.
我们再请看诗篇六十六篇。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 66.
诗篇六十六篇第十节。
Psalms chapter 66, verse 10.
诗篇六十六篇第十节。
Psalm 66, verse 10.
神啊，你曾试验我们，熬炼我们，如熬炼银子一样。
For you, O God, have tested us. You have refined us as silver is refined.
为什么我们的遭遇一直在改变？
So why do things keep changing around us?
常常是神在训练我们。
Often it's God training you.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
你使我们进入网罗，把重担放在我们身上。
You brought us into the net. You laid affliction on our backs.
神也有时候让我们受苦。
And so God sometimes will allow you to endure some suffering.
神有时候就让我们做了不对的决定。
Sometimes God will allow you to make the wrong decision.
好像让我们进入了网罗里头。
And it's as if letting you go into the let you go into this net.
十二节，你使人坐车扎我们的头，我们经过水火，你却使我们到丰富之地。
Verse 12, you have caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but you brought us out to rich fulfillment.
神最后的目的就是要让我们到丰富之地。
So God's final goal is to let us come to this rich fulfillment.
是的，我们信了主耶稣，我们就成为智慧的儿女。
And so if we who believe in Jesus Christ will become children of wisdom.
我们是光明的儿女。
Or children of light.
但是我们不会马上，我们的行为是智慧的，我们的行为是光明的。
But we won't be able to immediately have ways that are full of wisdom and light.
我们不会马上的就是拥有一个丰富的生活。
We're not going to immediately come to this rich fulfilling life.
常常是要经过十节到十二节所说的这个过程。
Often you need to go through these things written in verse 10 through 12.
这样一步一步的，我们真的有智慧的行为。
And step by step, we'll come to be able to walk in wisdom.
最后我们真的拥有一个很丰富的人生。
And we'll be able to, in the end, have a truly fulfilling life.
真正的丰富不一定在于物质的拥有。
So true fulfillment, might not be about the material possessions we have.
真正的丰富常常是从信仰的道路里头来得着的。
Often the true fulfillment is received in our life of faith.
不但是一个智慧的儿女，而且是有智慧的行为。
And we'll be children of wisdom that are able to do things wisely.
只要我们愿意经过这些过程，我们一定能够达到目标。
As long as we're willing to go through all of these things, we'll definitely be able to reach the end.
所以我们每一天都靠着神的怜悯，我们在学习。
And so, day by day, relying on God's forgiveness and grace, we're able to learn.
我们一起唱诗137首。
Let's sing hymn 137.